This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. We made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering. Now, we have a couple of things going on that are meat related. We have the final fork where you're going to decide the best hot sandwich in America. You can vote. Go to danpatrick.com. But it's a meat Friday. So we have smoked baby back ribs. We have the green chili mac and cheese and cornbread as well. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah, morale is high. It's going to be a busy day here. And your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. Or you're listening on our radio affiliates around the country, numbering over 400. Standings for the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. It's powered by NetSuite. It's Jim Boeheim. Boeheim has three of the final four. He has NC State, Connecticut, and Purdue, with Purdue beating Connecticut for the national championship. I'm looking at the latest betting lines. This, according to DraftKings, UConn is still the big favorite to win it all, followed by Purdue, and then NC State and Alabama are a distant third. The point spreads, NC State getting 9 against Purdue, Alabama getting 11.5 against Connecticut. We'll have a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. I think it was last week that Mike Greenberg on the Mothership talked about how good UConn is and that UConn could make the playoffs in the NBA. And he later backtracked after he realized that it was a silly comment and said he was just joking. So I wasn't joking when I reached out to DraftKings and I said, hey, let's come up with a betting line, this Connecticut team versus the Detroit Pistons. I'm going to let you guys decide what you think that point spread would be. So DraftKings decided they would come up with a point spread for me if the UConn men's team played the Detroit Pistons. Now, we didn't factor in where they would be playing, if it's at, you know, Connecticut, if the Pistons are going to be playing at home. Let's say a neutral site. Pistons are the worst team. Marvin, I'm going to start with you. The point spread that Connecticut and Detroit would be, how many points do you think the UConn Huskies would be getting?
50.5.
50.5. All right, Paulie?
14.5.
14.5. Seton O'Connor?
This is 21.5.
All right, Todd?
17.5.
According to DraftKings, the Pistons would be listed as a 45-point favorite.
What?
45.5?
Or 45.
Oh, that's straight up.
Just 45.
Wow.
45. That's why it's silly when we do this. And we have Tom Izzo, Michigan State head coach, coming up. I want to ask him, what's the last team that you think could actually compete against an NBA team? And I don't know how long ago do you go back and say that team was good enough, had enough talent that they could play against the worst team in the NBA. Because the Pistons aren't very good or the Spurs aren't very good. Imagine if the Spurs, as bad as they are, played against the Connecticut men's team. Okay? We get caught up in this. And I know maybe Greeny's just trying for a hot take there. Because, you know, you get intoxicated being on those shows that you got to have a hot take. I truly believe that Greeny meant it and then realized that, oh, it does sound silly. But that's DraftKings. And all they're trying to do is have a betting. They're not invested emotionally into this. They're just saying if these two teams met, that the Pistons would give 45 points to Connecticut. They're being objective. Yeah. But I wonder, is there a team, can you think of a team that was talented enough where you'd go, all right, that might be a little more interesting here. Yes, Marvin?
On the football side, I think of the 01 Miami Hurricanes.
Yes.
They had tons of NFL talent on the field. Tons of NFL talent as backups.
Yes. That's as talented as we've probably seen in recent memory. But basketball-wise, is there a team, a school, that you think could compete, stay in the game against the worst basketball team? Todd?
Kareem Walton, any of the UCLA years, one of those teams that could...
Well, they weren't together.
Or like whatever the best UCLA team under John Wooden would be.
I think only because of Kareem and how great he was. But, I mean, he had Lucius Allen, who played in the NBA. He had Mike Warren, who was a really good shooting guard as well. I mean, it wasn't a great team. They just had Kareem, and you know, that could be the difference just about any night out. Even with Walton, Walton had some NBA players. You know, Dave Myers was a really good player. Larry Farmer was a really good, but they weren't great players. So I guess I would say UCLA, you could factor them in. Yes, Marvin.
I'm just going off of NBA talent. This team didn't even go to the Final Four. The DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, Kentucky team, where Eric Bledsoe and Patrick Patterson.
Yeah. Okay. But once again, it's a young team, too. But then the Pistons are young as well. The Pistons are probably the same age as, you know, that Kentucky team. What about the national championship Kentucky team with Anthony Davis? Would they... I'm trying to think who else was on that roster when they won the title. Do you remember, Marv, who else AD had?
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Okay. I'll give you a bloop on that one.
The Harrison twins, maybe? They didn't make it to the NBA. I don't know.
They were good players, but once again, the guys who are in the NBA are really good. They may not be, team might not be good, but you are playing against the best players in the world. Yes, Seton.
That's why these discussions are so stupid. They're fun, but they're so stupid because you're taking a college team and playing against a team where literally every single player is good enough to play in the NBA.
Yeah, because they're in the NBA.
Because they're in the NBA. They're good enough to play in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, the audience can help out with this, but I'm curious if, Mike, even Georgetown with Patrick Ewing, I don't know if they were a great team. I mean, Freddie Brown, Michael Graham, you know, when Sleepy Floyd was there, but trying to figure out, you know, I would say the Houston team that had Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, that was really good, but they didn't even win the national championship. So I thought it was funny. I thought it was interesting to find out exactly what Vegas would think of this, and then DraftKings said, and I go, wait, I think you put down 45-point spread, and they said, yes. Yes. And I go, oh, okay. Yeah, Paulie.
I'll throw out the 82 North Carolina team with James Worthy, Sam Perkins, and Michael Jordan. Perkins and Worthy were upperclassmen. Jordan, I know he was young, but that's one that popped in my head from a talent standpoint.
Okay.
And maybe the UNLV team with Larry Johnson,
Stacey
Ogman, Anderson Hunt, Greg Anthony. That, for one night, that team could swarm people.
Okay, how about this? LSU, 1989, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Shaq and Stanley Roberts. Okay, like you got my attention there, because Mahmoud averaged, I think, 28 a game. But, you know, Shaq wasn't Shaq. He was a freshman. He averaged 14 points. Stanley Roberts averaged 14 points. But I think it would be fun to try to come up with a team. If I said Duke with Grant Hill, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, who else they have? Thomas Hill in there. Brian Davis, was he in there as well? Does that sound right?
Don't sleep on Eric Meek in the post.
Eric Meek's in the post, yes. Anybody else you throw in there, Marv?
It's hard because there's always only like three NBA players.
Yes.
And then you need them to play against five NBA players. Yes, that's true. Always the issue.
That's true. But you got Coach K, you know, coaching you there. Yes, Paul.
You saw this team, the 76 Indiana team, Kent Benson, Tom Abernathy,
Scott May,
Quinn Buckner. Those guys weren't Hall of Famers.
Bobby Wilkerson.
That's a lot of talent, though.
That was a great team. Great team. And they stayed. They were juniors and seniors, I think, for the most part, with Bob Knight. And they went undefeated. Yeah. So Scott May didn't really have a great NBA career. Kent Benson played for a little while. Quinn Buckner played for a while. Bobby Wilkerson, he got drafted, I think, maybe by Cleveland. He was a good player. Abernathy was the sixth man. I think he was drafted by Golden State, maybe in the second round. But, yeah, I think it's interesting to think about that. But then when you factor in reality, which is what DraftKings is doing, all they want to do is get it right. Like, they don't care who's winning by how much from the standpoint of, oh, they're going to get blown out, they're going to get embarrassed, oh, they're going to be more competitive. They're just setting a betting line there, and it's UConn getting 45. Yes, Marvin.
Can you imagine how angry the Pistons would be coming out? Like, wait, you guys think they could be on the floor with us, and Cade Cunningham would go for 60 and 30?
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm sorry. 40 and 25.
Okay. By the way, this first hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. See the full lineup of Michelin tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we'll ask Coach Izzo about that, if he can remember a team that was talented enough to be able to stay with the worst team in the NBA. All right, poll question, Seton. What are you thinking about today?
Well, do you want to dive right into our sandwich finale, or do you want to get into like a poll question?
Let's get into a poll question. Then we'll get into the final fork with the sandwich situation, the final four sandwiches that are left standing here.
Okay. Well, we've got a suggestion from Paul. We've got a bunch from Friday Fritzy. Ooh. Todd is on fire today.
All right. Let me go. Let me see where Friday Fritzy. By the way, later on this morning, one dining moment. Fritzy will sing the one dining moment, and that'll be in a couple hours from now. We're still putting it together. We have a montage. It's a video. It's just like what CBS is going to roll out, you know, after the national title game. The
just one, like it.
Thank you, Todd. One shining moment. It's one dining moment. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. All right. So what do you have there?
T-O-Dubs.
Yeah, Todd.
All right. Is Danny Hurley secretly nervous that a 7-hour flight delay to Arizona is a bad omen? Your choices. Without a doubt, he's very superstitious. Nah, he won't give it a second thought.
Well, he's very superstitious. Here is Coach Hurley on the travel issues that UConn had.
You know, it's like, I think what goes through your mind once you're done, you know, kind of complaining and cursing and muttering and trying to, you know, you just start saying to yourself, you know, like, you don't really deserve to show entitlement. It's such an honor to get a chance to, and a once-in-a-lifetime experience to go play in a Final Four, coach in a Final Four. You know, once kind of that edge wore off, you start lucky to be here. We're lucky to get an opportunity to come play in a Final Four. And then who doesn't deal with problems with the airlines? I mean, people deal with it during the holidays, and it's just, it's something that you know, just got to get through, but it sucked.
Okay. I don't know if Nate Oates, the Alabama head coach, has any sympathy. He spoke about UConn's plane problems.
Not quite sure what happened with the plane. It wasn't me. I didn't send anybody over there to mess with the mechanics. I'm sure he's conjured that up in his head already. But I did get a good night's sleep last night, so that's nice. I'm sure he'll be fired up and ready to go Saturday. It'll be fun, and then we'll touch base after the game.
Yeah, NC State is getting 9 against Purdue, and Alabama getting 11.5 against Connecticut. Women's Final Four tonight, NC State, South Carolina, Connecticut against Iowa. So the men's Final Four will be on Saturday. Let's see. We'll get phone calls coming up. How about this one? This was suggested. The 1987 Arizona Wildcats. They had Kenny Lofton, who went on to play baseball. Tom Tolbert played in the NBA. Steve Kerr played in the NBA. Sean Elliott. Is he in the Hall of Fame? Certainly Hall of Fame worthy. Judd Bushler played for the Chicago Bulls for a while. Sean Rooks also played in the NBA. That's a pretty good team. A pretty good team. I can't think of anybody else. There might be somebody really obvious that we're not thinking about. Arizona when they won the national championship?
Bibby and Miles Simon?
Yeah. Well...
Yeah.
Yes, Marv.
The 97 Mavericks would have had a field day.
You think so?
Jim Jackson?
Oh, yeah. Were they the worst team, though?
In my head, they were.
Really?
But I looked.
But didn't they have Jim Jackson, Jamal Mashburn, and Jason Kidd? They had talent. I don't remember them being the worst team in the NBA. All right. Let's see. Anything else that we need to mention? Oh, Seton, we got to mention the Final Four. It's championship week, and the four sandwiches that people will be voting on are going to be?
Well, there were four winners from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
It's the Nashville hot chicken, French dip, grilled cheese, chicken parm. Now, we also have the NIT, which might actually beat this, which would be the Reuben Cubano po' boy. That right there is just... Murderers Row.
Now that's the National Indigestion Tournament.
Right.
Correct.
Right, okay. Right. The NIT might be stronger than the winning sandwiches. And then a fish sandwich is thrown in there too, which bland in name, high in value.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna actually throw both of those up there.
Okay. What's the main poll question we're gonna go with? Tyler, you had some more?
I had about three or four more, depending on how much time we have.
Yeah, fire away and then we'll take a break and then talk to Tom Izzo.
He goes, yeah, I got three or four more, depending on how much time we have. And you just hear from the front row.
It wasn't the front row, it was me.
Okay. Grunting sound.
Go ahead,
Is
Tom.
It okay for a ball club to allegedly pull someone away from their spouse and pressure them to take a bad deal for a milestone souvenir? No, nope, absolutely not, under no circumstances, and never are your choices. Paulie was all over that last night.
But you have to put it in perspective, in context. Like, if you just ask that, then...
Is that an after the break?
Yeah.
Explanation? I think Todd's teeing you up to give the story.
Well, I don't have time.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Should we move on to the other polls and then go back there?
Yeah. Why don't we just go to break?
Yeah. How about that?
We could do that. We have Tom Izzo coming up too.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Take a break. Just getting started. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric, the feeling all Mercedes, the choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. We'll settle on a poll question. Still looking for any team in college basketball history who would have a chance against the worst team in the NBA. And the reason why I brought this up is after hearing Mike Greenberg on ESPN say that the Connecticut team, the UConn men's team, could make the playoffs in the NBA. And I went, oh, that's not good. That's not going to age well. I reached out to DraftKings and I said, all right, what would the betting line be? Connecticut's men's team against the worst NBA team. And they came back and said the Pistons would be favored by 45 over the UConn team. Yes, Paul?
I got three or four emails. This is, again, before my time, but you would know this team, and Coach Izzo would. The 74 UCLA team that you mentioned, Bill Walton, Keith Wilkes, Marcus Johnson, Dave Myers, Richard Washington. I think they were all first-round draft picks, and Greg Lee was a good guard on them.
They did not, in 74, win the title.
Right.
In 74, they lost to NC State in the semifinal.
But talent-wise, what do you think of that team?
75 had Richard Washington and Marcus Johnson. Bill Walton wasn't on that team. But that's a lot of talent. A lot of talent there. Did you have another one?
That's it.
Okay. Let's bring in Tom Izzo, Hall of Famer, 29 years at Michigan State. He's seen it all. All right, Coach, give me a team in basketball history that you think would be talented enough to compete with the worst team in the NBA.
Well, I'm listening to you, Dan, and I thought that Walton team, but you were right. In 74, they didn't. I was just in high school then, so I'm, you know, not like you. I didn't remember those things as well. But I don't know. You know, we played a North Carolina team in 05 that was – our 09 that was really good. They had all those guys that came back. I thought that they ran through the league, but NBA teams are still better, I think. I don't think any college team could beat an NBA team.
Well, go back to when Michael Jordan was there with Worthy and Perkins. That's
those are all good players, and Michael Jordan was a great player. Worthy and Perkins were great, but they were still young then. You know, although the NBA was older back then, now the NBA is young too, so you bring up a good point. And some of these teams you're talking about, I've heard some teams in college basketball now, especially with this COVID transfer portal, you know, where guys are 24, 5 years old, they're older than some NBA teams. The NBA is playing 82 games a year. They, I just don't think there's any that I know of that could beat an NBA team.
Help me understand the transfer portal and why was it active during the tournament?
Yeah, that, you know, like I'm on a lot of committees and, you know, I hate to say this, but I will, since I'm controversial like you, I think that was one of the craziest moves. You know, we don't get that many days in the sun anymore, you know, with college football now coming into the middle of January, pro football going into February, the NCAA tournament is college basketball's day in the sun. and we pollute it with the transfer portal. You know, a lot of people make decisions without really talking to the people that are in the basement. And I think that's what's happened in a lot of things with the NCAA.
Okay, but who can fix this, Coach?
Well, it sure as hell ain't the coaches. We don't have a lot of say. Maybe the players, they seem to be the only ones with power anymore. So maybe the players can fix it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand this. Now, maybe you're going to pull back the curtain for the audience here, but during the tournament, are you thinking about or hearing from other players who might want to transfer to Michigan State? Or are you concerned that some of your own players might be thinking about being in the transfer portal?
Well, I think that's a very good question. And I think that goes on from about January on. I think there's a lot of places where assistant coaches are recruiting kids off of people's campuses. I think, you know, I talked to Nick Saban, talked to Dabble Sweeney, there's coaches in football. I think that's one of the problems right now. Because of these rules, everybody's half in, half out. And it is a problem. The one thing I'd heard some people talking about was playing in deep into the NCAA tournament and still being in the transfer portal staff meetings. It'd be a cold day in hell before that had happened here. You know, I think you got to take care of the players you got. And yeah, I know you got to recruit. It's a 24/7 job now. But if I'm playing it to get to a Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, I'm not worried about the transfer portal.
Okay, back to Connecticut. If you were going to attack them, give me what would be your philosophy strategy to try to beat this Connecticut team?
Well, after watching our own Big Ten team, Illinois, go at the big fella, and I recruited him a little bit out of high school, I wouldn't attack him. You know, I'd try to drive and kick out and get some shots. You got to make shots against them because he has become so much better this year than he was last year. It's amazing. I think he's become better within the year, and he's just more aggressive. He's got size. He's got those long arms. And I don't think, you know, I think you got to hope to turn him over some. Not easy. I think you got to hope to make shots. And it'll be interesting since Purdue is in it and they have a big guy of their own. If that ends up the finals, which I'm not saying this year it will because so many strange things have happened. But if it's Connecticut, Purdue in the finals, it could be a real interesting game with those two bigs.
Okay, but you don't attack the big men and try to get them in foul trouble?
You better have a hell of a center to do that. You know, you better have a guy that's not only big enough, strong enough, good enough, can score it well enough.
Well, Edie can do that.
Edie?
Yeah.
He can. What he doesn't do sometimes is, you know, not as mobile as some, although he's more mobile than you think. So, you know, if you just play big, now he still might score his points. And that's what happened to us against him. He scored his points. You got to maybe contain those other guys. You pick and choose your poison.
Is it tough to watch the Final Four?
Really tough. That's why I'm here talking to you instead of doing it. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I've had the privilege of going eight times. And let me tell you, that is a privilege. And I just talked to Gene Katie yesterday. I called him to congratulate him on Matt Painter and, you know, the Katie Heathcote. Painter Izzo thing is, you know, it's all been part of the tree. And Gene was so excited. And I always say, boy, I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I think he was one of the great coaches in America, never even touched the Final Four. I think he went to one Elite Eight and he's one of the best. So it's hard to watch, but I'm privileged that I got to play in it.
We're talking to Tom Izzo, the head coach at Michigan State. How hard is it to continue to do this when you look at all these coaches that decide, I don't want to put up with transfer portal and NIL? I mean, Saban, you know, Jay Wright, I mean, go down the list, Boeheim, they're like, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It is hard. And, you know, Nick Saban and I are good friends. Nick started here as an assistant, so did I. Started here at head coach same time. I talked to Nick, Jay Wright, good friend. Roy Williams, you know, Jim Boeheim. I mean, sometimes age gets you, but sometimes it's the situation. And anybody that tells you that this has not been maybe the most taxing, incredible, confusing state of college sports, they're lying to you. It is. But I'm not sure I want to give in to that either. So right now I'm keep on trucking. But it has, Dan. It's been different, you know. The Dayton grad you are, I know that Dayton had a good run this year. Who knows who's going to be coming back, who's leaving. I don't think any coach knows that about any player, and that's kind of sad.
How, let's say you're recruiting me. How long into the conversation?
I'm not going that low, Dan.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Okay. Let's say it just for keepsake. Okay.
Okay. Let's say you're recruiting a McDonald's All-American kid. How deep into the conversation before how much money can I make, Coach, does it happen?
What we found out is, you know, even from last year to this year, it's tripled. But if you're talking in the transfer portal, I mean, some of those coaches you mentioned, that was some of the things that happened. The minute they said, hello, I'm Tom Izzo, it's what's my package. You know, I think that is a...
So more is, more in the transfer portal than with kids coming out of high school.
It seems that way because I think what happens in the transfer portal is kids know that a coach wants you, maybe because he's trying to save his job and maybe the money will go up and all that kind of stuff. Whereas freshmen, although... We argued on our board that it's going to hurt freshmen. You know, there's not as many freshmen being recruited as not many freshmen playing. And I think that's one of the unintended consequences to this.
What do you think about expanding the tournament?
I have mixed feelings on it. I can't say I'm crazy about it. And in one part, because it's so exciting the way it is. And I can't say that there aren't some teams. You know, we played Indiana State this year, and they're really good. And they almost beat Seton Hall last night in that NIT. I think here's North Carolina State. If the most unbelievable set of events don't happen at the end of the Virginia game, they're sitting home and you're talking to Keats instead of me. So there are teams that deserve to get in. And I got enough problems dealing with the transfer portal, the NLI, and my own players. I'll leave that up to the committees because – coaches don't have a lot of say in any of these things.
What do you make of the growth of the women's game?
I think it's impressive. You know, I mean, I watched the other night, you know, not just because she's an Iowa Big Ten girl, but I've watched the women's basketball. I'm a big Gino Auriemma fan. I've watched him for years. But the explosion of it has been incredible and deserving. And it is exciting. Now, I get a little confused when they bring up ticket prices for the women's games. I mean, they're played in an arena of 17,000, where ours are 60, 70,000. But I do think I'm a big fan of women's basketball. Been a fan of the women coaches here. But this has been an exciting few years, and a lot of it because of Caitlin, but a lot of it because what South Carolina's done, what Gino's done, he gets taken for granted. He might be one of the best all-time coaches in any sport, including this year, Dan, when he had all those injuries and he stuck the Final Four.
Yeah. You know, this is the best your voice has sounded, but you probably hate that your voice sounds this good because that means you're not coaching in the tournament.
You know, I say this a lot to you, but my voice is never bad because of the coaching. It's always bad because of lack of sleep. And during the tournament, you don't get any sleep. And when you don't sleep, not that I sleep a lot now, but now I don't sleep because of all those other reasons you just talked about. Before, it was my team. But either way, who in the hell needs a voice? You know, you do.
I do. I do. How do you think my voice would go over if I'm in the huddle and I don't have to yell? I just say, guys, this is what we're going to do.
I know what Draymond would say to you. He'd probably say something different to you. But you know what, Dan? You got a good voice, man. You got a good voice. And I think it would transfer well over to the coaching profession.
Yeah, my voice is sort of Steph Curry's jumper.
Well, it's not that good, but it's good. I like it. I've enjoyed you.
Enjoy the offseason, if there is such a thing as the offseason. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Tom Izzo, Hall of Famer, 29 years at Michigan State. Always good to talk to him. By the way, Sean Elliott is a Hall of Famer. Fritzy did some research there and said that Sean is a Hall of Famer. Phone calls coming up. Andrew in Washington leads us off on this Meet Friday. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan Dennett. Hope you have a great Meet Friday and an excellent spring break coming up. I was, you know, going into the Final Four weekend, and a lot of talk about DJ Burns Jr. But when I hear about that, and all week long, all the talk about him, all I could think about is Kenneth Lofton Jr. You know, the Louisiana Tech player, he's listed at 6'6", 275. He's been on three NBA teams. He went undrafted. And although he scored 42 points in an NBA game, it just didn't, you know, he just doesn't transfer to the next level. He's a great G League player, but that's the comparison that I kind of saw with DJ Burns Jr. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And I do have a Victor Wembanyama stat of the day. So he is the only player in NBA history, not just rookies, but NBA history to ever have 200 blocks, 75 steals, and 100 3-pointers made in a season. Thanks, guys. Have a great break.
Thank you, Andrew.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Ian in Colorado. Hey, Ian.
Hey, morning, guys. 5'8", 180. So I had a couple of t-shirt ideas. First one is going to be a, Dan, whenever you do go, a DDC Club t-shirt, the Dead Dan's Club.
Okay.
Second will be a Seton-inspired t-shirt, Dangarang. I don't think we have many inspired by Seton shirts.
Okay.
But most importantly, I was trying to call to get some advice on a potential trip to Dublin. My girlfriend's getting a little impatient with me on making a choice.
Okay.
So that's it.
My advice would be go. There's no downside to it. People are wonderful, and there's so many different things to see in Dublin. You're always going to have fun. Food's a lot better than you think. And, of course, you have some libations there that can entertain you as well. But, yeah, people go there to have a good time. And I've been there quite a few times. But, yeah, big fan of Dublin. Can't go wrong. All right, let me come back. We got our play of the day coming up. More phone calls as well back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We did it. Somehow we made it to the final hour on this Meat Friday. Come on in. Stay for the full hour if you can. Smoked baby back ribs, green chili mac and cheese, cornbread, all in the Traeger. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Also, it's the final fork. You can vote on this. Go to danpatrick.com. Chicken parm versus grilled cheese. And then you have the French dip versus Nashville hot. It's the final fork. And you can vote on that. While you're at danpatrick.com, sign up for the newsletter as well. This is going to be known as the Earthquake Show. We had an earthquake about 40 minutes ago. And, you know, Al Michaels did this in San Francisco at the World Series and probably won a sports Emmy because of that. But it was a big one. What was it, 4.8? 4.8.
What's the max? Is there like, is that like high on the list?
I would think that would be above average. I think the one I was in was 3.5 and when I was in Los Angeles. And I remember being with a guy at his house. He goes, go stand in the doorway. And I go, okay. So we stood in the doorway. And then it quickly passed. Then everybody goes outside. And then you kind of take inventory of the neighborhood. And then everybody resumes what they were doing at the time before the earthquake. Yes, Eden.
And apparently there are, and I know there's a good huge portion of our audience that's probably getting a kick out of us talking about this. But at being much more experienced. But there, apparently there's rollers and shakers. Those are two different types of earthquakes.
Okay.
And street gangs.
Rollers are more like a wave that you can almost like see coming. Like when it's coming down the street and you're like, oh crap, that's an earthquake coming. That's a roller. Shakers are more like buildings start to shake. I think we just had a shaker.
Yeah, feels like a shaker.
I think we had a shaker.
Yeah, Paul.
According to the... United States government's website on earthquakes, 5.3 is a moderate earthquake where damage could be had. Anything above 5, they said, damage could be done to a building, and your building is in danger of structural problems. Once you get to 6 and above, that's a strong earthquake.
Okay. 4. Yeah, it rocked the eastern seaboard, is what it did. Just practicing in case I get back into hard news.
Rocked the eastern.
Yes. This just in, an earthquake, 4.7, rock the eastern seaboard. We'll have more coming up. Yes, Todd.
Now, the epicenter was in New Jersey. Were they celebrating that NIT victory by Seton Hall so much that they created some kind of craziness with the ground?
Go Pirates.
Okay.
Finally. Go Pirates.
Yeah. Seton Hall wins the NIT.
The Beast of the East.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We've spent 2 hours celebrating it. Now it's time to move on to other things.
The Big East is going to win all three major tournaments, men's, women's, NIT.
Okay.
Let's go.
Called your shot, huh?
Let's go.
Called your shot.
That's right.
By the way, the odds to win the men's title, it's UConn followed by Purdue. And then distant third, NC State and Alabama are tied. The point spreads for this weekend, NC State getting 9 against Purdue and Alabama getting 11.5 versus UConn. As far as the women, UConn, the women are getting 2.5 versus Iowa, NC State getting 11.5 versus South Carolina. You can bet. They have prop bets. I don't like that they have these prop bets, but they are entertaining. Caitlin Clark, over under points tonight. Marvin, UConn apologist.
32.5.
Paulie.
34.5.
Todd.
28.5.
See.
Ooh, I was gonna, 27.5.
33.5. Paige Beckers, over under. UConn apologist, Marvin.
28.5.
Paulie.
26.5.
Bloop.
Nice. Nailed it.
Over under threes for Caitlin Clark tonight.
47.5.
No. Paul, over under threes. Made threes for Caitlin Clark tonight.
6.5.
Marvin.
8.5.
Todd.
7.5.
Seton.
10.5?
5.5.
That's
halftime.
That is
5.5.
Insulting.
Over under assist. For Caitlin Clark tonight, Seton O'Connor.
8.5.
Marvin.
6.5.
Paul.
0.
0 assists Ball for hockey. Caitlin Clark. Okay. Todd?
11.5.
10.5. 10.5. That's a pretty good stat line if you said you're getting 33 out of Caitlin Clark and 10 assists. So I think you're going to need a little bit more than that. And that's where teammates coming in, if she doesn't have a monster game, if Paige Beckers is able to kind of match what she puts up, then it's going to come down to the supporting cast and who has a hot hand there. But those are just some of the numbers there. I do have odds to win the Masters. Just got those from DraftKings. Scottie Scheffler's the big favorite. Then it's Rory. John Rahm, welcome back. Brooks Koepka, welcome back. And then you have Xander Schauffele. So Scheffler is plus 400 to win the Masters. Rory is plus 1,000. Tiger is plus 13,000. His odds are better than Phil Mickelson, who is plus 15,000.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, Rory McIlroy talked about how ratings are down and maybe a way to improve those golf ratings.
I know this isn't the be-all end-all, but I mean, if you look at the TV ratings of the PGA Tour and the, you know, this year, you know, they're down 20% across the board. It's a fifth. That's big. I would say the numbers on LIV aren't great either in terms of the people tuning in. I just think with the fighting and everything that's went on over the past couple of years, people are just getting really fatigued of it, and I think it's turning people off men's professional golf, and that's not a good thing for anyone. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the four major championships do. I mean, or even the three, because put Augusta aside, I think that's sort of a, you know, that sort of lives in its own world. But it'll be really interesting to see how the major championship numbers fare compared to the other bigger events, because there's an argument to be made if the numbers are better and you've got all the best players in the world playing, then there's an argument to say, okay, we need to get this thing back together. But on the flip side, if the numbers aren't as good, it's an argument to still say we need to put everyone back together because people are losing interest in the game, even if they don't want to tune into the four major championships.
Yeah, you got to get everybody back together. You can't afford to have the sport fragmented. And the question is, how do you get everybody back sort of on the same page? How do you coexist? By the way, Todd will have his one dining moment, his song, have that for you coming up. He did it with one take, which is really remarkable. When you think about the singing ability of Todd Fritz, I'm not surprised at all. Here is Todd's take off one shining moment. Since this is the Final Fork in Championship Week in Elite Eight, we gave you the one dining moment.
The food is served, meats are carved, you're drooling with anticipation, 'cause you're so starved. You've logged sandwich years, they don't see your taste buds glow. All that hard work, well now it shows. In one dining moment, it all tastes divine. One dining moment, stuff your face but no wine. No, the scale's not off. Yes, the pounds pack on. You say I'll have just one more until the plates are gone. Now your jeans won't close. What's a man to do? Your stomach's full and your bowels are too. That one dining moment, how did you get so wide? One dining moment, be it grilled, baked, or fried. Yes, one dining moment, bon appetit. One dining moment, feel that grill heat. That one dining moment, no fork, spoon, or knife. One dining moment, the time of your life.
One dining moment from 8 down to 1. One dining moment, can't you taste all the fun? That one shining moment, who's got it better than us? Our one shining moment, nobody does.
Now, that wasn't purposely bad, correct?
It was not purposely bad. I was trying to make that something.
Okay. And then the music ran out, and then you're still singing.
Yeah, so we went a couple of verses too long.
We were kind
of
off a little bit there.
Yeah, that was my
and
best
what's
effort.
Even more incredible, that was one take.
Yeah, and it wasn't a skit or a bit or be like an SNL something.
No, it was
foolish.
Very serious. Yes, yes, Seton.
And just to be clear, Todd, you could hear the music.
I could hear the music.
You could, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it wasn't edited after the fact or something.
Yes, Paul.
So our great production team in back, they taped it, and they gave him a chance. They said, Todd, what do you think? Would you like another try or two? And like, nope. All good.
Nailed
he walked
it.
Out the building.
I think it was going to get progressively worse if I kept doing it.
Nailed it.
Impossible.
Nailed it. You did it. Thank you. Even right out of the gate when you start it, it comes at you pretty fast here.
The food is served. The food is all come.
All right.
Like the food. You like that part?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. You nailed it.
I thought there were some interesting lines in there. We can goof on the singing portion of it. But
yeah, I thought it was well written.
I'll take that.
It wasn't well sung, but it was well written.
I did go into it trying to make it like a fun, serious thing. Which is obviously now like the butt of all of it.
That makes it even worse that you were actually trying to.
I'm being dead honest. I was like, serious. How could I make this awful and silly and just get ripped for it? That wasn't the plan.
My thanks to Rob and the BRGs who put all that together. This just in. Bronny James. I've had a year with some ups and downs, but all added to the growth for me as a man, student, and athlete. I've made the decision to enter the NBA draft while maintaining my college eligibility and will also be entering the NCAA transfer portal. Thank you to USC for an amazing freshman year, and as always, thankful for my family, friends, doctors, athletic trainers, and fans for their support. That's Bronny Jr. I wondered if he would go to Duquesne, SMU, Oregon, or Ohio State. LeBron's high school coach, still coaching at Duquesne. Is that right, Marvin?
So his high school coach retired. Now it's his high school teammate. Is that now the head coach at Duquesne?
Okay. SMU, Andy Enfield just left to take the job. Eric Musselman just took the USC job. Now you have Oregon and Ohio State, which I think they were on his original list there of teams. So he's got his options open here that he's going to transfer. And also entering the NBA draft. So that's kind of keeping all your options open. I don't know if that means he could go back to USC, but he is entering the transfer portal. I want to make sure I get the wording correct here. I made the decision to enter the NBA draft while maintaining my college eligibility. Will also be entering the NCAA transfer portal. Yeah, I hope he stays, gets another year, gets healthy, because you start the year with that health scare and then you're trying to play catch up. And, you know, there were times when, I mean, he even have moments, but he's not a great player, but he's certainly not a finished product. But I think having one more year, and maybe you're the focal point of the team, maybe a couple years. But here's the thing. I don't know how much pressure is on him to get into the NBA because his dad is going to continue to play until he comes in. Let's say he stays two more years in college. Does LeBron want to play this year, next year, and the year after that? I don't know. But I would think that would factor in, because LeBron has been very vocal about playing with Bronny, hopefully on the same team. But adds a little more pressure to what you're doing. Yes, Eaton.
It does add a little more pressure to it.
Yep.
I mean, is he going pro because he's ready?
No.
Or is he going pro because his dad needs him to?
That's what it feels like.
And not needs him to in terms of like, but like, hey, if we're going to do this, I think you got to do it this year, because I don't know that I'm going to have it for another. I don't know that I can wait two more.
I get the feeling he's going to just transfer to play one more year of college basketball. Now, LeBron said, look, he's got some decisions to make. I hope Bronny gets to make the decision, because if you're going to make that decision where you know this is really, really important to his dad, and I'm guessing it's really important to Bronny, but it feels like it's more important to LeBron that he gets to play basketball with his son. But he's got all of his options open here. Is somebody going to draft him? Do you draft him just because if you draft him, then maybe you get LeBron? How high do you draft him? I don't think he has that. Remember when that first mock draft came out? I was like, hold on here. They had him as, you know, first round, you know, draft pick. And I go, I don't think so. You should watch. He's got players on his team who are better than him. But, yes, he's LeBron James's son. But all of his options are open. All right, we'll take a break. By the way, Seton, poll question. Do you want to update that from the first couple of hours? And what are we going to go with in the final hour here of the program?
Yeah, we got a few working here. Right. Would you start your NBA team with LeBron James or Magic Johnson?
I threw that out there.
Yeah, Paul threw that one out there. That was based off of an earlier discussion.
I think that's a fair topic.
Want to guess?
I'm going to say people take Magic.
By how much?
66% of the people responding would take Magic.
0.2%. 0.2. Right now it's 50.2 to 49.8. Wow. Magic barely over LeBron.
Okay.
That to me is really interesting. If you could only watch one, March Madness or the Super Bowl, this is also a Paulie question. 53% have the Super Bowl. And then, really, for the story of the day, the final fork, your choices are Nashville hot chicken, French dip, grilled cheese, chicken parm. You want to guess? This is very close. It's very close. French dip, barely beating out a Nashville hot chicken. Okay. Last place is a grilled cheese. Disrespect.
Well, see, the problem with a grilled cheese, you got to have tomato soup with it.
But it's grilled cheese, by the way, has 20% of the vote.
I like
so
that.
It's very, very close, all right. Of it. We're about to put up the NIT bracket.
Okay. The National Indigestion Tournament.
Correct.
These are the sandwiches that lost out.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a break. We got phone calls coming up. I do have an update on March Madness and the women not being able to use that until this year. Just had a source who sent me an email here about that topic. We'll have that for you coming up after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. all in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Once again, all the well-wishers, people checking on us to see if we're okay after the earthquake that rocked the eastern seaboard and the man cave here. But the man cave held up, and very proud of that. But you know what? A lot of people checking on us. A lot of people that I've known for years. Some I don't even know, just reaching out and saying, I hope you're okay. Yes, Paul.
Some are referring to you as Danny Cronkite after staying on air through this massive incident.
I was not going to go off the air.
No.
I was going to stay throughout. And the Danettes were not. They were out the door. They were out in the parking lot.
Immediately. I don't know that I've moved that fast in, man, it's been a while.
I pulled a hamstring.
Yeah. Todd even moved quickly.
A little bit for me.
Yeah.
So can we say you hosted Epicenter today? Is that possible? What do you think?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bloop.
And right, I'm going to give you a bloop. Bloop. I'm in a very, very generous
mood. You really are. For that one.
Yeah. Vacation Dan.
We're taking off next week. Now, this is to recover from the earthquake that we experienced. It's going to take some time. But
please respect our privacy.
Our privacy.
So we're going to be off next week and back. And better than ever after that.
Get up.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Marvin before his birthday, April 13th.
Yay. Yay. 40 next Saturday. Woo.
Yeah. And your mom and your grandma called in. Very, very sweet.
Whew. I like them. I like them very much.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that your grandma never told you that she loved you, and she just did.
No, that's really not her thing.
No. And I could tell. Very emotional.
It's like, Marv, you got straight A's. You're supposed to get straight A's, Marvin. That's why I sent you to school, dummy.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
A little tough love. But look at the man that they made you into.
Yeah, it worked out.
Did it?
DP, I'm sitting. I know you, and you know me.
Yeah.
Yes, it worked. Yes, things worked out.
Good.
Well done, Marv.
Good. National TV and radio cover of magazines?
Yeah.
Earthquake survivor?
Earthquake survivor. Yes. Yeah. Emmy Award winner? Question mark?
Well, those are coming out soon.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Oh, gosh.
Next Tuesday. Coming out soon. Could be good. It could be. I'm not preparing for us to be nominated.
You're not?
And
yeah,
I don't.
I'm not either.
Nobody has to text me. If I don't hear from somebody, I'll just assume we did not get nominated again. Well, no, we've been nominated quite a few times. I think we had a 4 or 5 year run?
Yeah, we had a nice streak going until last year.
Yeah, we had 5 years in a row we were nominated for a Sports Emmy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Final results of the poll question. This day in sports history. Some phone calls in here as well. Okay. More confidence in the UConn men winning or South Carolina women winning the championship? I don't mean to drop that on you with, 10 minutes to go in the show. You more confident in South Carolina women's team or the UConn men's team winning it all, Todd?
I'm going to go South Carolina women.
All right, Seton?
UConn.
All right. Marvin?
UConn.
All right, well, you have to say that. Seton or Pauly?
UConn men win it, Iowa women win it.
Okay. All right. I would say South Carolina. I have Purdue beating Connecticut in the celebrity bracket challenge.
What?
I think. Yeah.
So does Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can't win it.
He wins the whole thing if Purdue beats UConn.
I just want to be respectable because we started down pretty low, Seton and I, and just trying to rise up out of the ashes. And maybe it's a sign after the earthquake.
Yeah, I thought you were down bottom with me.
I was, but not anymore.
Started.
I'm a winner.
Yeah.
I'm a winner. All right, this day in sports history, Paul.
Just got a couple. Let's see here. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1984 broke Wilt Chamberlain's scoring record, 31,419.
That was in Las Vegas.
Yep. And this is a good one. In 1999, Barry Bonds was walked intentionally for the 270th time in his career. That made it, he passed Hank Aaron for that record. He played another 9 seasons after that.
Well,
he was walked intentionally, oh my God, I don't even know how to get to it. I think 688 times. It's the most unbreakable record in all of sports.
Hmm. Let me see. Oral Hershiser's streak of 59 consecutive scoreless innings came to an end. And 2016 UConn, the women won their fourth national championship in a row, beating Syracuse. Bob in Montana's back. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, DP.
Hey, Bob.
Early happy birthday to Marvin. Good job there, Marvin. Welcome to the 40 Club almost. But hey, my story's a little dated. I actually graduated from Oakland University there in Rochester, Michigan back in 1988. I went to school there all 4 years. And my junior year, 1986, our intramural basketball team won in double overtime the championship against the team made up of all the fifth-year seniors who didn't graduate that year. So it was quite a big accomplishment, and I would be willing to donate my 1986 championship jersey to be hung up in the man cave if you want it on indefinite loan for the next 4 years. Maybe put it right next to Ryan Leaf's jersey.
I think we're going to hold off on that, Bob, but I do appreciate the offer. I mean, you know, we'll take that under advisement. You know, we're running out of space in here, but thank you, Bob. Ben in Birmingham. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, I've got a pie-in-the-face bet for Marvin for the UConn-Alabama game this weekend.
Oh.
If Bama wins, Marvin's got to take four pies in the face while wearing his UConn jersey. So all four of you in the studio hit him with a pie. If UConn wins, I will give Marvin two Alabama football tickets and take him out for barbecue in Tuscaloosa.
Well, how about that, Marvin?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? How about two pies in no jersey? I'm not messing up my Rip Hamilton jersey.
Oh.
Jersey. Four pies for the final four. No jersey.
Okay. Okay. Four pies, no jersey, Marvin. Oh, come on. You're favored by 11.5. You're going to beat Alabama.
I know. I'm just wondering by how much. Yes, I'll take the bet.
Okay. That's all. That's all it is. It's straight up. It's not points. Yeah. All right, Ben. You got a bet. Marvin,
there we go, roll tide.
All right, yeah, how about that? Nobody's giving Alabama a shot here. All right?
That makes me nervous.
That's yes.
Hey, do you want to get to the Final Four real quick?
Yeah.
Since we did it all week, the big winners from this week, Nashville Hot Chicken, French Dip, Grilled Cheese, Chicken Parm. Last place with 20% of the vote is Grilled Cheese, followed by Chicken Parm. That means you're Nashville Hot Chicken coming in second. French Dip is the winner.
Wow.
Best sandwich.
Congratulations.
French by the win.
And then in the NIT, from worst to first, was Fish Sandwich, Shrimp Po' Boy, Cubano. Congratulations, Ruben. You are the best of the losers.
Okay.
Okay, Ruben. Way to be, Ruben.
National Indigestion Tournament, the NIT, and we have our winner. I'm going to say Iowa at the buzzer. Really? Caitlin Clark a 3 at the buzzer. How about that? Iowa wins by 3. And UConn will be in the finals. Purdue will be in the finals. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
We survived an earthquake that nearly hit 5 on the Richter scale. Meat Friday is saved for all.
Seton O'Connor.
We actually had an earthquake.
Yes, we did. Had an earthquake, and ABC News has asked for the footage of Inside the Man Cave when said earthquake rocked us. Yes, Marvin.
You saw Magic Johnson play.
I did.
How old are you?
Yeah. not as old as Bob Ryan or Hubie Brown.
Unnecessary shot at Hubie Brown.
Andrew in Santa Monica.
Paulie, what'd you learn?
Will there be a movie about our survival story today? Who knows?
Wow.
Like those miners? Who knows?
Yeah. What did I learn, Todd?
The Pistons would be favored by 45 against UConn right now.
Try Meguiar's new hybrid ceramic washing wax in a bucket or foam cannon. Boost protection with extreme water beading technology the next time you wash your car or truck. Meguiar's, reflect your passion. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We're off next week. We'll come back better than ever after that. Have a great weekend, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.